This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
BJ and Jamie. Man, people love the Fray, and the Fray's coming to town later on in the summer. We've got tickets, 7:35 to win.
Nice.
All right, Ed Sheeran put out a song last night. What's the name of this thing?
Is it that that Venezuelan word or whatever?
It's Persian. It's Azizam.
Azizam. Well, I feel like he got the idea from that song we just played. Because he's like, you know, those foreign language. Whatever. Meet me at the apartment.
It is a catchy song.
I don't like when they do titles I can't pronounce.
I know.
Because I got to sit here and pronounce them.
Because
he sees them.
But he's like, oh, wow. You know, apartment in, what was it? Is it Chinese? I don't remember. Whatever that word is. And he's like, that really worked and took off with Bruno Mars. I'm going to do a song with a foreign word in it. Yeah, so he did.
You know, he is so talented. It's unbelievable. Yes. I watched some of his videos where he just pops up on a street somewhere. He's got one with Jimmy Fallon, although
I don't
like the ones with Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, I do, because what he did is he showed him how he does the looping.
Yeah.
That one, he showed him how he does the looping, yeah. and he's a one-man band.
He really is. Yeah.
The one I saw, they were on a subway platform, I think it was.
Yeah,
I don't know. He's done several, but he's so talented,
he
man.
Really good.
He's a one-man show. All right, here we go. This is the brand new one. What's it called again?
Azizam.
Azizam. All right. Ed Sheeran.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Brand new ED. Ed music. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's solid.
He's looping some. I can't remember who did the Never Never part, but that's somebody's. That's, he looped it. I'm sure he got the rights to it, but the Never Never.
Yeah, you've definitely heard that before. Yeah.
Very catchy.
It is
I know
catchy.
That. All right, there you go. The brand new Ed Sheeran that's, I guess, released last night. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, today is opening day down at the ballpark, man. I can just feel the vibe already.
Yeah, the vibe of, like, really expensive parking.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
What? What are you talking about?
Oh, my gosh. So I'm staying downtown at a hotel, and everybody's, you know, we're all trying to figure out. By the way, trying to get 14 people together for a game is, like,
nightmare.
Yeah.
Herding cats.
It is insane,
yeah.
Right? Because everybody has different plans, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I called the hotel, and I was just like, hey, I have a friend coming down, and we have two cars, so how much is it to park at the hotel with two cars? Because I'm thinking my car would be free because I'm staying there,
yeah,
right, or whatever. And then there's what, and so she said basically it's $64 for every car.
Per night?
Even if you're staying there.
One night. $64 to park.
$64.
Wow.
Being a guest?
Yeah.
And they're charging you $64?
And I went, wow, that's a lot of money, like that. And she said, well, I recommend you go to parking.com, and you can find the other prices around the area.
That's what I'd recommend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of $64.
$64 and I'm staying there?
Is that just an opening day fee?
I have no idea.
I'll bet it is.
I don't know.
They can't charge $64 all year round, can they?
They can do whatever they want.
I wonder what the parking lots down there, you know, those big parking lots that you go up to the little machine and get your ticket. I wonder what they're charging today. They've got to probably be more than normal, right?
Oh, yeah.
Opening day?
I would say probably close to 40 or 50.
Well, hey,
isn't
and I
that
know,
gouging?
I know it's enough that the one of the girls that owns a couple of them down there has a private jet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think they're up in the fees.
Yeah, they're money makers. They're money makers.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything more about her, but that was, yeah.
Opening day at the ballpark. The game gets underway at 2:10 today. There's a lot of festivities down there. Every bar, every restaurant, everybody's opening their doors. I'm sure they got deals, and they're expecting big crowds. I saw yesterday where they're expecting over 250,000 people downtown today.
Oh, really?
A quarter of a million. Wow. It's going to be a lot like St. Patrick's Day is.
It's like St. Patrick's Day 2.0.
It really is. And you know, 40,000 people will get into the game, but you're going to have another 100,000, 200,000 walking around the streets, in the bars, in the restaurants.
That won't even go in.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah.
It's going to be huge. And with the weather, too.
Well, the weather's going to be kind of crappy, right?
No, I'm saying with the weather, you may even have more people in the bars
in the
and
bars.
Restaurants.
Understood.
Yeah.
So here's the deal, though. I do know this, that the gates open at noon, and it's magnet day.
Wait a minute.
What?
Magnet day?
Magnet
you mean
day.
For the fridge?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to get me one.
A schedule.
Will you get over there and get me one?
Oh, sure.
I need a Rockies magnet, man.
I don't put stuff on my fridge.
I do.
Shocker.
Load it up. Yeah. I got like those little things from every state, like Nevada. I got Mississippi.
You buy a magnet and everything?
Yeah.
Well,
I got those.
Nothing sticks to my fridge. I don't know why. Stainless steel, I guess.
Mm.
It doesn't stick.
Mine's stainless steel. Magnets stick to that.
Nothing sticks to mine.
It must be a different material because if it's steel, magnets will stick to that.
Something. It just nothing.
Yeah. You got one of those crazy fancy things.
No, I think I have a defective one.
Yeah, don't you? But you have one with a TV screen, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. See, I don't have that.
Maybe
I have an ice maker that doesn't work. That's all I got.
Oh, you no, because that's a Samsung, right?
Oh, they're
oh my
turds.
God! It's I was looking
the
at
worst.
Different ones. No, that's everybody says that the ice maker.
They're horrible.
Everybody says the
they're,
ice maker.
They're noted for that.
All right, anyway, going back this. So noon, the gates open. You get a magnet. A's batting practice starts at 12:20.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah. So then the
because they can't hit.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
They bunt.
Be a lot of strikes.
At 1:30, the pregame pageantry begins.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Is that a flyover or something like that?
It just says.
I wonder if they can fly over today.
Okay, what?
I don't know, with the clouds and stuff.
Well,
maybe the
fighter
flyover.
Jets can probably
I don't know.
I think so, yeah.
They'll fly over, but you might not see them.
Thanks, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I came to work today.
It feels like a holiday.
It does.
It really does. All right. So all this getting started this morning.
Somebody said go to Spot Hero. It'll save you money for parking.
Spot Hero?
Spot Hero.
I'm not going.
No, I'm not talking to you.
You looked at me and told me.
I'm talking to everybody.
But you told me. You looked at me and said, BJ.
No, you're a poser.
What do you mean?
You're wearing the jersey, but you're not going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do feel bad about that. I'm getting a little FOMO because Jamie's going, and I'm sitting over here with the jersey on, and I'm burning up, by the way.
And an aqua blue shirt under it.
Yeah.
But it looks pretty good, I think. I think it's fine.
Yeah.
For radio, anyway.
Yeah, right. Except for We Tell.
All right. So I think parking at Coors Field opens up at 9 o'clock this morning. So the party's going to start early, right?
It does. Okay. So let's see here. The McGregor Square opens at 7 a.m. Man, that's going to be early to start drinking, people. 9 a.m., the parking lots open at Coors Field. 9 a.m., opening day festivities begin at McGregor Square. Then they have all the activities. And then play ball at 2:10.
Woo! And we're going to win today because the A's suck more than we do.
Nice.
Yeah, we're going to win today. You wait and see. All right, when we come back, there's been a heist here at the radio station.
Yeah.
I mean, a big heist. And maybe you can help us find the items that we're missing. And we'll tell you exactly what it is. It's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
I had no idea. You had no idea, right?
No, I did not. I found out just like the other day.
Yeah.
When was that day? Today is Friday.
Wednesday.
Right.
We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie. In about 10 minutes. Maybe 15. I'm not sure.
Well,
the fray.
You got to decide.
Well, it's according to how long it takes to tell this story real quick.
Oh, okay. What story are you going to tell?
The heist.
Oh,
the
great heist of 2025.
The fray tickets are coming up next, okay? So stand by for that. All right. So Jamie and I, and really Jamie first, because I heard it from you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've found out that there's been a heist here at the radio station. Our radio station, when you walk up and down the hallways, is lined with autographed guitars. or it was.
And they're genuine.
Yeah, genuine.
Yeah.
Now, we don't have the paperwork because we don't request that, you know, when an artist signs these things.
Well, we have the picture of them handing it to our boss.
And I think that's good enough.
Yeah.
I think that's good enough. And then we found out just a couple of days ago that over the past year, now, we have no idea when this happened, somebody has lifted the Bon Jovi guitar, and get this, the Taylor Swift guitar.
Is that crazy?
They're both gone.
They're gone. They're just gone.
Now we've done a lot of reconstruction here to turn it into the Belco Studios. Now, we broadcast from a different studio once before. We were in there for what? At least 8 months,
yeah,
right?
Correct.
More than that? And sometime during the construction period, they were lifted and they're gone.
Right, because they were all leaning against a wall. And so I think that's when Dylan put his eyeballs on him and thought, wow, nobody will notice it's a big pile of signed guitars.
What?
Shmadil, let me tell you something. Now, I'm not pointing a finger at you, but if you do have them, because you're known to lift stuff from
you've
around
you've got a
here,
history.
Okay?
Let me just ask him this, just so we can prove that this is correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many monitors did you steal from the 10th floor?
Two.
Gotcha.
Third floor also.
Stole.
Yeah.
Just straight out.
It wasn't the 10th floor.
What else did you take?
I tried to take a standing desk, like the one that goes up and down, but I couldn't just walk out of the building
with
that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
All right. You realize you're a suspect right now.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Here's what we'll do. All right. Jamie and I, we're gonna give you a grace period. Okay.
Okay.
If you'll bring back the guitars and just bring them in Monday morning and turn them over.
Oh, I like this.
Jamie and I will go to the bosses and make sure that you get to keep your job.
Okay.
This is your grace period to come clean.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about anything. Bring back the guitars.
You know what, though? I watch that on Cops when they say, like, just tell me the truth and everything will be fine. It's never fine.
Nope.
They still arrest them.
Yeah, they still do everything. Setup.
Yeah.
They just want an easy confession.
I don't know if I'd buy into that.
Yeah.
Shmadil, I've watched Cops, and they always say, like, okay, just tell me the truth right now. We don't have to go any further with this. And then they're like, yeah, there's some, cocaine in my pocket. And then next thing you know, he's in the back of the car.
Yeah. Okay. Never mind. The deal's off the table.
All right.
If you've got him, you better keep him. No, seriously.
And don't tell anybody.
Seriously, Shmadil doesn't have him.
No, he
somebody
doesn't.
Has him. Somebody
it's
has him.
Absolutely them. Not no. Shmadil. We're totally kidding.
Here's where I want your help, because I know we have, you know, 250,000, 300,000 people listening right now. If you see a guitar signed by Taylor Swift and John Bon Jovi, and it's for sale and being shipped out of Denver, Colorado, the odds are that's our guitars.
But the problem with this is that you won't know it was shipped out of Denver until you buy it. Because there's 300 of them for sale.
Well, on some of the sites,
there's
though,
only like 10,
it says where it's located.
eBay tells you where it's located.
Yeah, they tell you where it's located.
Oh, look.
Yeah. Craigslist and all that stuff doesn't, though.
No, Craigslist, if you go there, it doesn't. But if you go to eBay and you go to, there's another site, too, that's out there, they'll tell you exactly where it's coming from.
Yeah.
And if you see something from Denver, it's a Taylor Swift signed autographed guitar or a John Bon Jovi
guitar. Going to be a detective.
Then you turn up your detective ears, man, and let's get after this and see if we can find these guitars. Because if we can find them and get them back, maybe you'll get a reward for it. Probably not, but maybe.
I don't see where it says where it's coming from.
You have to click on the thing.
Oh, gotcha,
yeah.
gotcha.
Yeah, I know some of the sites, like, even on Marketplace, you know that it's around the neighborhood somewhere,
yeah.
Well,
it's
you know? So if you see one on Marketplace, you can also, you know, turn that person in.
On eBay, you can even sort to, like, the item within 25 miles
Ooh,
of you, within 50
one.
Miles
yeah.
of you. Yeah, that's I just did within 25 miles.
Do you see
you find anything?
I just see some albums.
No.
Yeah,
no
guitars yet.
No guitars.
No.
Mm-hmm. They might have already unloaded them, because we don't know when this happened.
Exactly.
This could have happened 6-8 months ago. We have no idea. And, you know, we do have cameras here at the radio station, but the problem is they don't know where to go look. They don't know what time frame we're looking at.
I don't know.
So these things just walked out of here.
But that's got to be a hard steal. How do you put that under your shirt?
Seriously, two guitars.
I'd just be like, I have a long neck and this one does too.
Yeah, I don't
See
know.
How they call it the guitars?
I get a long neck.
The neck.
I get
it's
it.
It's a neck right there. Yeah. The neck of the guitar.
I think if you were going to take one, you would bring in a guitar case.
Right?
Bring in a case,
yeah.
Put it in the case,
man,
lock it up,
good at this.
And strap it
oh,
on.
Is that how you got it home?
And so it would look like an artist had come and visited the radio station and left here, you know?
So that's how you got it home?
I did not take it.
I feel like this is a cover.
I know.
Like he's playing off like, hey, let's go after this person. I'm going to find
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
Really?
No, it just happened to that woman that killed that guy. Remember? So there's this guy, this girl. It just happened. I just read this. What was it? So she killed this guy, right? But she put a long Facebook post up about how he's missed and all this stuff. And I loved him so much, but she did it. Aha!
I had nothing to do with it. I don't have the guitars.
Well, right.
I have guitars at my
it's
house.
Cover.
But
throw
I have
off.
Nothing. I have
There's
nothing.
There's been a heist. Help us find out who did it.
Throwing us off the set.
Don't listen to them. Don't listen to them. Somebody out there has their guitars, uh-huh. and we want them back. Uh-huh. Okay?
Yeah.
I can't believe they never told us.
Yeah, that is weird.
That was weird, too.
Maybe Kaboss Man Mike has them. Because, you know, he does have a daughter in that wheelhouse age that, like, loves Taylor.
Huge Swiftie.
And wouldn't that be a great Christmas present?
Absolutely.
Taylor Swift's autographed guitar. And then, you know, Joan, his wife, yeah. loves the Bon Jovi.
Oh,
it's all coming together.
All right, never mind looking for the guitars. We know where they are now. Our boss has them. All righty.
Are
what do you
doing
say
it
we
now?
Do it? What do you say we do it?
All right, let's do
just
it.
Do it.
All okay. right, it's the Frey, How to Save a Life. It's the 20th anniversary tour. It's going to be at Mission Ballroom, and you can win tickets. Be caller 19 right now, 303-22-OUT.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Da, da. Oh, hey. What's everybody doing?
Hey.
How you guys been?
Hey, I'm chilly.
I'm Schmidel.
Yeah.
So, here's the thing. How many, what does it say? Coors Field holds the MLB record for most home runs hit in a single season. How many was that?
Man, a single season?
And don't Google.
Yeah, it had to be before they did the humidor. I'm going to go with around 250.
303. Okay. Isn't that cute that it's 303?
Yeah.
555-1212.
Yeah.
It's set back in 1999.
No kidding.
Well, yeah, that's right before they did the humidor.
That's a good little trivia question.
What's
there?
A humidor? 303. I guess I don't know.
So because we're at such a high elevation and our air is so dry, the balls dry out and then they actually weigh less than if it was like at sea level.
We've
so
all had that problem.
So they
is
put...
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, they dry out.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Colorado and Arizona both have humidors so that they can have heavier balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they don't carry as far.
Right.
Uh-huh.
It's so weird because out of all the things, I never thought about balls drying out.
Yeah, they do.
It's that thin air, man.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy.
Wow. That's something.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's hear. A popular beer was born at Coors Field. What is the name of that beer?
Blue Moon.
Very nice.
Hey, look at you, man.
The Rockies and the Mets put on a show at the first game played at Coors Field. And who was the first person to hit a home run?
Oh, man. I'm going to go with, it's not Larry Walker. It's, Dante Bichette.
Yeah, I would have gone with that, too.
Is that a Rockies player?
Yeah.
It's not a Rockies player.
Oh.
It's a Mets player.
I don't know, then.
Rico. By the way, Rico texted me yesterday.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he's going to meet me downtown for the game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good dude.
I love that guy.
Yeah.
Rico to the rescue.
He's coming to the rescue for you, huh?
Really is.
Right, yeah.
I was like, hey, we're all going to be downtown if you want to meet us. And he's like, oh, yeah. Anyway, let's hear the thin air that we were just talking about doesn't just enable baseballs to fly further, but it also affects what?
Pitching.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Yeah, there's not as much spin on the ball because it doesn't have as much to grip onto.
This is the not air a fun is thinner. Game. I thought we were playing Stump the Jerk.
Yeah, he's not.
He's crushing it.
He's not getting stumped at all.
No, not
That's
at good,
all. That's good, Chippendale. I don't know the answer to any of this.
Me either. All right, I'm done with you. You're no fun. I'm going to find a harder one here in a minute. My gosh. Did you guys see this? This is kind of sad. That In Vogue singer, Dawn Robinson, lives in her car.
Yeah, I did.
Isn't that awful?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Homeless. How do you become homeless? When one of your friends supposedly is Beyonce, right?
No, what? That's the other. Is
was it she in Vogue?
Wait, no, that's you're thinking about the other TLC member,
Destiny's Child,
yeah, or Destiny. Yeah, Destiny's Child.
Oh, Destiny's Child.
Yeah, she
okay.
was Destiny's Child, yeah. right? Yeah.
Right. In Vogue. So who's the other In Vogue?
Never gonna get her. Never got. I think right.
Wasn't
right?
there a really popular girl artist that came out of In Vogue?
Boy,
I thought there was.
I don't know.
I don't remember. Anyway, so.
And why? I mean, like, if any of my friends were living in a car, they would live at my house in a minute.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I would never let any of my friends ever live in their car.
I think somebody offered her help and she turned it down.
Oh,
though.
She did?
Yeah. From what I read in the story, that she was offered help and some guy was paying for an apartment and she thought it was way too much. He was doing way too much for her.
Oh, and so she's just frugal.
She just bolted and started living in her car.
They do say that a lot of people live in their vans, like, you know, those Sprinter vans that are all decked out and they're like $100,000, that a lot of people live in those because right now housing's so expensive. But that's still expensive, $100,000 built-out van.
Uh-huh. I'd kind of like to do that. I'd like to have a pull-along trailer and kind of live out of it, just parking lots all over the town.
Well,
you know?
Don't even have to put, you just build out your Sprinter van.
Yeah.
It's all built out.
No, I'm saying for me, I don't have a Sprinter van. I'm just saying that I would take my vehicle and pull a, fifth wheel or whatever, and I could live out of that sucker.
Well,
I think it'd be a good to lifestyle.
Not understanding my van life.
No, I understand the Sprinter thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I get it. We have a neighbor that's got one, but he's never built it out. So I don't know why you'd have it if you don't build it out.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
Yeah,
I guess.
I don't get it.
I don't know. There's a lot going on. All right, anyway. So that's that Vogue thing. Vince Neil had a medical procedure, undisclosed medical procedure. This is Vince Neil from Motley Crue, and I guess it's given him a lot of problems.
Hmm.
And he's had to cancel a bunch of shows. The band announced that they would no longer be performing at the Boardwalk Rock Festival, which is a huge deal, as previously planned. It's a two-day festival, and it had like Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Nickelback, Shinedown, blah, blah, blah. And I guess he's recuperating after a required medical procedure advised by his doctors.
Don't know.
I don't know.
There could be a lot with him.
Well, there
I'm
going to
guess liver.
Yeah, there could be
liver transplant.
There could be a lot. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, you could. That's pretty spin the wheel.
Yeah. No.
Liver.
Yep.
Kidney,
you're right.
Heart.
Let's see here. There's a Colorado kid that becomes the highest paid tight end in NFL history. Colorado State star and Fort Morgan native Trey McBride became the highest paid tight end in NFL history yesterday when he signed a gigantic contract extension. McBride has had a stellar 3-year start to his NFL career where he built off a hot stretch in 2023. Reading it verbatim, I am. Yes, and it's very boring to hear, but he got a lot of money.
Okay. He makes more money than Travis Kelce now.
He does?
Yeah.
Oh, that's got
Taylor's not going to like that.
I saw a story yesterday with Travis Kelce. Did he blame Taylor Swift for his bad season?
What? I doubt it.
That was
There's
the headline. No, the headline was.
Did you read it past that, or was it clickbait?
Mm. Yeah, was it an exclusive on Daily Mail?
Wow, that was directed right at you.
Yeah, that was.
That felt mean and hurtful.
Well, go take a look. Just go take a look.
It is exclusive on Daily Mail.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what's it saying? Does this?
I can't, you can't look at it because it's $2 a month. To
it's at M Plus. Yeah. They've gotten us before.
Yeah, because they know people will buy that.
Wasn't there a rumor like Taylor, their relationship was ending, it was on the rocks because of some secret that they that
yeah,
Travis
but
found
it cost
out.
You $2 to read it.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of crap.
Yeah, I don't like the when you have to pay.
Well, I know because
I don't pay.
No, I know. And then we get stuck with having these questions because you can't read them. Why don't you just pay the damn fine? Or fee. Not fine.
Well.
Yeah, the company will reimburse you.
I just don't want to know that badly. That's why.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just saying. Let's hear. What else did I want to tell you? Nothing. There you go. Tablet trash.
Did you find it, Spadil?
Hello? The Daily Mail story?
Yes.
Never mind.
Okay.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.